The Power of Outcome Focusing. What I want to emphasize now is how learning to process the details of our work and lives with this clear and consistent system can affect others and ourselves in significant ways we may not expect. As I've said, employing next action decision-making results in clarity, productivity, accountability, and empowerment. Exactly the same results happen when you hold yourself to the discipline of identifying the real results you want, and, more specifically, the projects you need to define in order to produce them. It's all connected. You can't really define the right action until you know the outcome, and your outcome is disconnected from reality if you're not clear about what you need to do physically to make it happen. You can get at it from either direction, and you must, to get things done. As an expert in whole brain learning and a good friend of mine, Steven Snyder, put it, there are only two problems in life. One, you know what you want and you don't know how to get it. And, or, two, you don't know what you want. If that's true, and I think it is, then there are only two solutions. Make it up. Make it happen. This can be construed from the models of yin-yang, right brain, left brain, creator, destroyer, or whatever equivalent works best for you. The truth is, our energy as human beings seems to have a dualistic and teleological reality. We create and identify with things that aren't real yet on all the levels we experience, and when we do, we recognize how to restructure our current world to morph it into the new one and experience an impetus to make it so. Things that have your attention need your intention engaged. What does this mean to me? Why is it here? What do I want to have be true about this? What's the successful outcome? Everything you experience as incomplete must have a reference point for complete. Once you decide that there is something to be changed and a mold to fill, you ask yourself, how do I now make this happen? And or what resources do I need to allocate to make it happen? What's the next action? Your life and work are made up of outcomes and actions. When your operational behavior is grooved to organize everything that comes your way at all levels based upon those dynamics, a deep alignment occurs and wondrous things emerge. You become highly productive. You make things up and you make them happen. Multi-level outcome management. I'm in the focus business. As a consultant and coach, I ask simple questions that often elicit very creative and intelligent responses from others, and even myself, which can in turn add value to the situation and work at hand. People aren't any smarter after they work with me than they were before. They just direct and utilize their intelligence more productively. What's unique about the practical focus of getting things done is the combination of effectiveness and efficiency that these methods can bring to every level of your reality. There are lots of inspirational sources for the high-level purpose, values, vision kind of thinking, and many more mundane tools for getting hold of smaller details such as phone numbers and appointments and grocery lists. The world has been rather barren, however, of practices that relate equally to both levels and tie them together. What does this mean to me? What do I want to have be true about it? What's the next step required to make that happen? These are the cornerstone questions we must answer at some point about everything. This thinking and the tools that support it will serve you in ways you may not yet imagine.